Forward to the present edition. In the 19th and 20th centuries, Western philosophers such as Friedrich Nietzsche, 1844 to 1900, who coined the phrase "God is dead," and Sigmund Freud, 1856 to 1939, who postulated that God and religious teachings are illusions to accommodate for human psychological and social needs, led a nascent movement promoting atheist beliefs. When Christian clerics were unable to reconcile their beliefs regarding God in light of scientific discoveries, people began to fall away from belief altogether. Gradually, the misperception that science somehow contradicted religion became widespread, infecting members of every revealed religion, including Islam. The holy founder of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad alayhi salam, 1835 to 1908, taught that the laws of nature and the laws of religion emanate from the same source, God, and can never be in contradiction. Thus, the works of God and the words of God are always in harmony with one another. Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad alayhi salam, the promised Messiah and Imam Mahdi, championed Islam and the Holy Quran by proving their teachings to be both rational and miraculous while harmonizing them with the principles of science. In the same vein, Hazrat Mirza Bashir Ahmad Razilanho, M.A., 1893-1963, in his Urdu treatise Hamara Khuda, masterfully explains that reason and science point to the existence of God. The author replies to the most common questions, doubts, and objections relating to God's existence. He explains why and how we should investigate the existence of God, enumerates the benefits of belief in God, and addresses several arguments atheists put forward to deny God. Although intended for youth who are easily swayed by hollow arguments that erroneously invoke science and reason, the book has earned the appreciation of a much broader readership. Our God is an English translation of Hamara Khuda. Muniruddin Shams, Additional Wakil-o-Tasnif, London, May 2016.